Conversation 1.
There's a scientist somewhere in Eastern Europe who claims to be doing reproductive cloning.
Reproductive cloning? You mean like using DNA from a human egg cell and growing an exact copy of the person the DNA comes from?
Yep. This scientist says she's created actual human babies this way, and they're alive.
Isn't that illegal?
Not everywhere, apparently. The technology's existed for years, but no one's actually used it for this until now, if you can believe the story.
But I've read that no one has done it because there's no way to guarantee it would be safe. Imagine if something went wrong.
Right? Totally playing with fire, if you ask me. In any case, why would an ordinary person want to be cloned?
Well, some people speculate that you could clone a genius or a great athlete or someone gorgeous just by copying the DNA of a person with those attributes.
I don't know. I don't think we should play with Mother Nature. It's dangerous and, in my opinion, unethical.
Conversation 2.
So what do you think about these people getting microchipped?
Microchipped? Microchipped? Run that by me again.
They're just these tiny computer chips they implant in your wrist. They're no larger than a grain of rice. And they say microchipping is so convenient. You don't need a key for your car, for your house, for your gym, your office. Just swipe your hand by the digital reader and you're in. No one can steal your key or pretend to be you, at least for the things you do in person.
Well, that sounds pretty convenient and harmless. There's got to be a downside.
Not sure. But since it's so convenient, people are getting all kinds of information stored on the chip. Emergency contact details, social media profiles, e-tickets for events.
Well, I think it's a slippery slope. There might not be much danger in those, but what's to stop people from storing truly private stuff, such as their health history? There's no telling what hackers could do if they got a hold of that.
Hold on. I see it a little differently. They say it's almost impossible to hack these chips. Don't you think you might be going a little overboard?
Nope. Anything digital can be hacked. Count me out. I don't mind carrying around a couple of keys.
Conversation 3.
What do you think of genetic engineering?
That's a pretty broad term. It depends. What specifically do you mean by genetic engineering?
I guess I'm talking about genetic modification, particularly of foods. You know, like when they insert genes from one organism into another, such as putting fish DNA into tomatoes.
It's weird, right? And it's pretty controversial. My supermarket claims it won't sell any GMOs. You know, genetically modified foods. Everything's got a sticker. Lots of people don't believe GMOs are safe.
So do you know why they modify foods?
I think in order to enhance their resistance to disease, or to be able to increase their ability to survive in cold temperatures. I'm sure the goal is a good one, and it certainly increases profits for farmers, food manufacturers, and retailers.
Where do you stand on genetic modification?
I guess I'm not too worried about it. I've read that there's no evidence consuming genetically modified foods is harmful. So for the time being, I'm guessing the concerns are a little exaggerated.
But you'll still shop at that GMO-free market.
Conversation 4.
I just read online that a doctor working in a Los Angeles hospital operated on a patient in a hospital in Tokyo.
How did he do that?
It's called remote surgery. The surgeon in Los Angeles used high-tech video conferencing to guide the surgical instruments electronically in Tokyo. It's really an extension of robotic surgery, just guided from far away. Robotic surgical instruments aren't actually all that new. They're great for microsurgeries, where an instrument much smaller than a surgeon's hand is needed.
Right, but remote surgery sounds like a horror movie. Suppose the Wi-Fi network goes down in the middle of the operation. Or what if someone hacks the line? Aren't there enough things that can go wrong during an operation? And aren't there enough surgeons in Tokyo? It's like opening a can of worms.
I hear you. Actually, they say that one of the reasons remote surgery hasn't become more common is because of latency. There's a time lag between the action of the surgeon and the action of the instrument. You know, like what happens when people try to sing together on Zoom.
So why are people doing it now?
Well, it turns out that the latency problem has been solved by 5G technology. So stay tuned. Remote surgery is the way of the future, especially when there's no highly specialized surgeon near you when you need a complicated surgery. I think it's an exciting new technology that's going to be really big in the future.
Conversation 5.
I just got one of those AI chess games, and I just can't stop playing.
AI? You mean artificial intelligence? I've heard those computer chess games are the rage. Who usually wins?
The computer, unfortunately, but I'm not giving up. Not only do I love to play chess, but I'm fascinated by the whole idea of artificial intelligence. It's clear computers have advantages over humans when it comes to analyzing and planning. They can figure out the best strategy based on hundreds of thousands of potential moves, and they can do that instantaneously. And they're almost never wrong.
Well, nothing can beat that, can it? No human can be as strategic as that.
I suppose not. But I can't help thinking applying AI all over the place might be like opening a Pandora's box.
Why? What could go wrong?
I don't know. It could be dangerous. Playing chess is one thing, but suppose the military decided they could use it to create a military strategy. That would be no game, if you know what I mean. I've heard the military is actually experimenting with AI right now, and there are other applications in the works.
I see what you mean by a Pandora's box.